going down.
Yo, 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 yo! Welcome back to 3-Point Stance with Sean Smith and my co-host Drew Grasser for episode 3, I believe, for season 2. We talking and kicking it off about week 1 in the NFL now that football is back.
You're talking shit already. You got all the Chiefs stuff out.
I ain't gonna say I'm just talking shit. You know, like Mahomes said, 1, 2, 3, 4. You know what I mean?
We started off hot.
You know?
What do you count to five? Five what?
That was 5 TDs. We don't got 5 rings yet.
Oh, okay.
Well, we do have a ring, though.
More than I can say.
Yeah, exactly. I know. That's why I said that. But yeah, let's dive right into it. Week one. I mean, I hate to say your Bengals shit the bed. You know, cost some money, but I mean, what happened? Joe Burrow just what he threw? Oh, he threw 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 picks, right?
Four picks, lost a fumble.
5 fucking turnovers.
5 turnovers. It was not good. And they still should have won the fucking game. That's the thing. They still should have won the game.
Oh, don't have a kicker? Oh, yeah, you're right. Sorry.
No, the kicker's straight. It was the damn long snapper. You never think about the long snapper until he messes up or he gets hurt.
The long snapper's the third tight end on every damn team. Or he's the fourth string running back on every team. Come on, bro.
He's not even a tight end on our roster. He's just the long snapper. The dude that was snapping after he got hurt was the third string tight end. And then we had the blocked extra point. Like, the snap was a little high from the backup, but he really still should have made it. Our number one tight end, Drew Sample, was blocking Minka, and he blocked inside out instead of blocking outside in to seal that off. Oh, I'm sorry, the other way. He should have blocked inside out instead of outside in. And he would have picked him up.
Either way, you sound like a fucking a whiner, losing language. Sorry.
I'm not whining. That's the way it is. But they win the game if he doesn't fuck up the blocking assignment. I'm not whining. I'm just saying 5 turnovers, right? I think 3 in the first half or 4 in the first half. That should have been a blowout. Pittsburgh is not good, man. They just got us on one, but they're not good. They're not.
That's why Mike got the whole team forces and all black. He knew what
type man, of that was cheap as fuck, too. He didn't buy them black forces. He bought white ones and had them painted. Cheap ass.
Hey, it doesn't matter. Either way, they got a free pair of shoes.
George Pickens been wearing those since he was 6.
Yeah. Shit, let's moving on to the sorry-ass Bengals. They face another team that didn't score a touchdown last week in week 1, the Dallas Cowboys with the injured quarterback Dak.
Coming down to your city, man.
Yeah, they're coming down to Texas, and I'm picking them to win.
Man, if I wasn't paying for this damn wedding, I'd come down there. I'd just stay at your house.
Yeah, more than welcome, man. I got enough rooms.
But, Cooper Rush gonna get the start. Dax got the thumb injury. Jerry was talking crazy, like this is apparently like a 6 to 8 week injury, but Jerry was talking like Dak could be back in 4 weeks or something crazy. I don't know how that's gonna work.
Man, this Jerry Jones had that Jack Daniels in him, man.
That's what it is. That's what it is too. He's drinking them fucking white Russians with some hookers and shit.
Yeah, that Jack Daniels in him, man. That's what that was.
But I got the Bengals in that just because of Cooper Rush. Micah Parsons though is a problem. The Bengals line didn't look good. Now I will say this, man. I feel like week 1 is turning into the 4th week of the preseason because nobody's playing starters anymore, right? Like Lyle Collins hadn't played.
I feel like the chemistry as you looked around the league wasn't there. You could tell even with New England.
Yeah, lots of teams.
A lot of teams look like dirt shit out there. You know what I mean? Guys are not in sync. Aaron Rodgers, Green Bay, you know what I mean? Just like I wasn't expecting them to lay an egg like that either. You know what I mean? But, hey.
Yeah, that's why I always say I don't get too high. I don't get too low week 1. I hate Pittsburgh. That's the team I hate the most in the world. I hate losing to them. Like if it would have been any other team, it would have been easier to take. But now I got all these fucking – Pittsburgh burner accounts coming at me on Twitter. They come at me hard.
You got to remember, it's a fucking division game.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. When it comes down to the division, that's why I didn't like the division game week one when the schedule dropped. I was like, man, I'd rather play like the Jets or somebody. You know, we could have lost to anybody outside of the division, and I wouldn't feel as bad about it because I just think Burrow didn't play at all in the preseason. He wasn't seeing the field good at all. He saw the field terrible. He just made throws that he doesn't make. You're never going to get five turnovers out of Burrow again this year. It's not going to happen. So, like, I think that they're going to be fine, but I just really wish that that wouldn't have been a division game to drop week one. The Bengals defense is one of the best in the league. They played their ass off.
Wouldn't say they're the best in the league, but yeah.
Okay. I said one of the best. I didn't say the best. Come on, man. You're trying to get those clicks and shit.
I don't need to debate clickbait shit, but, you know, what about – Yo, what about the Jets, man? What about the fucking Jets, man? The Jets and the Ravens, man. That shows a lot that Baltimore, Lamar Jackson, bet on himself, denied the contract, and did what he did.
Against the damn Jets with Joe Flacco, who's 55
years old. Yeah, but I'm just it doesn't matter. There's no difference from Baker going against his old team, and he choked.
He played a way better defense than Lamar played.
Hey.
I'm not on the Lamar hype.
I think you just say that because it's another division team. That's why.
He can't throw, man. He threw that one to Bateman, and that's cool. But no, when Lamar has to throw to win a game, I still haven't seen him do it.
Well, you can't say that because guess what? That's just like Monday night, baby. Russell Wilson against Seattle, 4th and 5.
You're going to give that man $240 million and not go for it? You're going to kick it from 63?
Hey, he almost made it, too, though. That's the crazy part.
No, it was close. It was close. But I just – the clock management on that was terrible, too. Like, let it run all the way down, then take your time out, then come out and kick it.
That's a head coach. That's never been a head coach. He's never been
That's exactly what it is.
But no, I'm not even mad about him. You know who I'm mad about? What about his fucking assistant coaches? What are y'all getting paid to do? How your OC somebody doesn't say nothing?
See, that's what I'm saying, too, because even if he's a young coach, I don't know who his DC is or his OC is, but there's some sort of experienced coach on that staff, right, that's been in the league for years that can buzz down to him and be like, listen, man, like, we got to run a play. But then again, they make the kick. All we're doing is talking about Brandon McManus being a badass. So I guess it just all depends. You know, the play works, you're a genius. The play fails, you're an idiot. So that's just how it goes.
You're a gift of the curse, though. You know what I mean?
That's just kind of the way it is. But, I mean, I cannot believe the way they booed Russ.
How you cannot?
That man gave them a ring.
Hey. You know you fucking fans ain't loyal, bro. Hey, not you, but you know fucking fans jump ship anytime, bro.
It depends on the situation, though. Like, when Carson Palmer came back to Cincinnati with the Raiders, I went to that game. I got about as drunk as I possibly could. I was talking shit. I was cussing out women in the stands, which isn't good, but it happened. And I was ready to go. We were booing him, but I felt like he quit. He never did anything. He quit. As I got a little bit older, started looking at the organization, the things that were going on, I'm like, all right, I kind of get it a little bit more because, you know, I was pretty young. But now,
Carson,
you turn on – you look at Seattle. I mean, Russ was the quarterback when they won a ring. I know that they had the Legion of Boom.
He also was the quarterback when he threw a pick. Where they could have had two rings. Now that he got two rings, he probably would have got a fucking boo.
Pete Carroll's got to give that ball to Marshawn. You know that.
You know that. I know that, but did they do it? No.
I couldn't see me booing a quarterback that brought the Bengals a ring. Like, now obviously I've never seen one, but I can't imagine a quarterback that won a Super Bowl for my team and booing him, unless it was something like super crazy that happened. They traded him. There was a couple off seasons where, you know, they were talking like he was almost traded to Chicago. He didn't like Pete Carroll. He walked out of a meeting, blah, blah, blah. But and I don't even really like Russ. I think he's fake as hell. But the concept of booing the guy as bad as they did.
They Sierra runs him.
Man, she had to because she could never do that to Future. That's why the Bengals got Lyle Collins. Lyle Collins was going to visit with the Broncos, and then the Bengals players started texting him like, hey, man, you can listen to Future in our locker room. I don't think you can do that up there. He's like, all right, I'll stay here.
I believe you, too. You said that shit. Yeah, so
I just made that shit up on Twitter when it was going down. But I don't know. That was just wild to me. I couldn't see me booing. Like, if a quarterback won a ring, if Joe Burrow wins a ring for the Bengals and then his split with the Bengals goes like Russ's did, I really don't think I'd boo him.
In all actuality, he should have got booed. He should have got a warm welcome, man, because you did, like you said, man, you did bring a ring to the city, man. You bring a ring to the city, that's a lot.
But Gino... Gino was balling, like West Virginia Gino.
Yeah, they got him drafted. That's how Gino was playing. That was good for him. But you heard what he said. They wrote me off. I ain't right back.
I like that a lot. That's early favorite for quote of the year. But I mean, it was. I don't know, that game was fun to watch. There was a lot of really really good games. You got the Colts and the Texans tying.
Lions and Eagles 38-35. Yo, the Lions have came back. They were down.
Hey, man, Dan Campbell. They're not. I like Dan Campbell a lot. They're never gonna quit on that dude. But I think Philly's gonna be in it in the NFC. I think that they put a lot of good pieces around Hurts, and they did the right thing. They said, hey, man. Here's A.J. Brown. Here's all this. Are you the guy or not? Go show us. And I like that. It's kind of like what Cleveland did with Baker. Huh?
He set the record the first game.
Yeah. Yeah, he was balling, man. So I think that they're going to be in it. I think Detroit, they're going to be a team that they're never going to be – they're not going to be out of a lot of games. They're going to have a lot of close games. Whether they win them, I don't know. But I think they're going to be in it. I don't think you'll see them getting blown out.
Well, that's the same issue. That's the issue they had last year. They couldn't finish. They're being game.
Right. But I mean, there was all kinds of crazy games going on, man. Jarvis Landry kind of went off in his first game back in New Orleans. I like seeing that. I've always liked Jarvis Landry, even though he played for Cleveland. I just always thought he was cool.
I thought he was a good receiver.
So they did that. We got obviously. You know, the Cleveland and Baker thing. Baker tried, but man, that rookie kicker, Cade York, man, from 60, got iced, didn't matter, hit from 60. And the Bengals kind of started that trend. They drafted McPherson in the fifth round last year. Now everybody's like, oh shit, okay, I got to get my kicker if he's there. Do what?
You need one. You need a kicker. If you don't have a kicker, boom.
I mean, these dudes are.
Hey, the Indy Houston game. What happened?
Yeah.
He got cut
Monday.
Week one, nothing. It comes down to kicks.
Yeah, I mean the Bengals game.
Our kicker got hurt. Reed had to kick for us.
Hey, he's a ball. He's a monster, though.
Yeah, he's a beast.
I don't know why they signed another kicker. They signed another kicker because Bucker's not playing tomorrow. I'd have just let him do it. Save the roster spot.
He still need a legitimate kicker, too, though. I ain't saying he's not, but.
He put a kickoff through the damn uprights.
That's a kickoff. What about we need that 46-yard on a game winner? It's a lot of fucking pressure when you ain't used to doing that shit. I don't give a fuck what you say.
Yeah, who's the dude they just signed off the street, though? What kind of pressure is he? I never even heard of him.
What is his job? He's a field goal kicker. He's a kicker.
Yeah, he'll practice kicking all week. Right? I get that. And it comes down to special teams.
Like that.
The Bengals had the extra point blocked, and then they had the high snap that was kind of messed up. The
game guy is not used to snapping. He doesn't get reps.
He's a tight end. And the one that would have been the game winner, the kicker hit all laces because the snap was too slow. Huber couldn't get it turned around. And then Pittsburgh missed a kick, bounced it off the upright. They could have won it. So, like, special teams was big in week one.
Very big.
I'm just not going to overreact to any team. Until, like, I feel like it takes the first month of the season to really kind of figure out who a team's going to be. Because, like, Rodgers got dragged week one last year, and then he won his second straight MVP. And, you know, he got to the Niners in the playoffs and couldn't make it.
It's only week one. You know what I mean? It's a long season.
I just feel like there's too much overreaction. Bengals fans, man, talking about fire Zach Taylor, this, that. I'm like, man, chill the hell out. It is week one. Week one.
First of all, Zach Taylor didn't even coach a bad game. Fuck, he's not out there playing.
Well, that's what, like, he didn't make Burrow throw five picks or four picks.
Even with five turnovers to lose a game by 3 points, says
and
a lot.
There's one thing I feel like Zach kind of did mess up, though, was the Jamar Chase play, because he was in the end zone. It was a touchdown. He had the ball across the plane, and the Bengals actually hurried up and ran another play. And I know that he can't see that from field level, right? The head coach isn't going to see that really from the field, but somebody upstairs has to be in his ear like, hey, you got to throw the flag. You got to throw the flag. So that I do put that on him, but I'm not going to put five turnovers on him. They're like, oh, well, Burrow threw the ball 50, blah, blah, blah. Oh, he had to. We spotted them 6 points on the first snap. And then they got short fields off these turnovers and came away with – so, it, you know, it was 23 they got, but we gave them seven of them. So the defense stiffened up. So I'm not going to freak out. Now, if we can't beat Dallas with Cooper Rush, I'm going to start to get worried.
You don't panic?
Then I would. But, man, I'm telling you, Micah Parsons, that's a bad dude. We got to worry about him.
First of all, who's going to block him?
Does he line up on left or right? I'm not even sure.
He lines up everywhere.
He'll probably see a lot of Lyle Collins. He'll probably see a good amount of Jonah Williams. I don't know if they bring him from the inside or not. But that's the only person I'm worried about. I'm not worried about Zeke. I'm not worried about Pollard, because all they're going to try to do is run the ball. Even with Dak was in there, they missed Amari Cooper bad last week. They were missing a receiver to really go get it. I know they got CD, but I'm not worried about that. But if something happens and you go in there and you lose that game and it looks the same as last week, then, yeah, you're worried. But I don't know. There's nothing really that happened that got me, like, really freaking out about any team in the league, because it's just too damn early.
It's too early to dictate what's what.
Especially with, you know, the Rams kind of started all this, and Zach Taylor came up under McVay, but they don't play anybody in the preseason at all. So this whole new Bengals line, four new starters, never played a snap together. You got, you know, the Rams look like shit Thursday night on the opening game. They didn't play in the preseason. So these guys got to get reps together. They've got to get – you know, they've got to get the chemistry and everything. Chemistry is big on an offensive line, and I don't think a lot of people get that. That guard and that tackle being able to communicate and talk and know what each other is about to do is huge.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't communicate, it's bad. Can't be on the same page. That's how you get sacks. That's how you gonna get your quarterback hurt.
And really, Burrow got sacked seven times. Four of those are on the offensive line. A lot of times, Burrow's like Russ. So everybody always said Seattle had these bad lines, and they weren't great. But Russ naturally is going to get sacked because he's going to try to extend the play. He's going to try to play some hero ball. And that's the same thing with Burrow. Burrow likes getting hit. First off, he's said it publicly. And he's going to try to extend the play. He's going to hold the ball longer than he probably should. He's not going to throw it away. He's going to try to find the window downfield where he can force the ball in. And that's going to lead to picks. That comes with him naturally, and it's going to lead to sacks. That's just part of who he is. So people have to kind of get that. Now, that's not to say that I like the fact that, you know, he's in the shotgun, and as soon as he catches a snap, he's getting hit and blindsided. That shit's how you get hurt. But the plays where he knows it's coming, he can brace for a hit, or he can get down and slide, and it's going to count as a sack. I feel like the sack thing kind of gets overblown for a lot of guys in the league. It's the same thing. Like I said, it's the same thing with Russ. You know, it's the same thing with a guy like Josh Allen. Josh Allen can just – I mean, Josh Allen can run better than Burrow or Russ, but it's the numbers get overblown a little bit, I feel like.
Yeah, but I think people don't give Josh Allen the respect he should get. I mean, he does a good job, but he also nuts up in the big game. So,
This year. But I mean, that's the thing with him, though, because he lost that game to New England bad last year in the playoffs. But every year, Josh Allen has gotten better. Every year since he's been in the league, he's been better and better and better. And really, if that's how Buffalo's going to play the rest of the year, who beats him?
Jeez.
Man, you did that against the Cardinals, though. And you know why that happened. Last weekend was a double extra point, double XP weekend on Call of Duty. Kyler was on the sticks. He wasn't watching tape and shit. There's a stat. He's never won a game. He's like, no, for real. It's somebody looked it up. He's like 0-47 or some shit. I don't even know if that's a real number. I don't know how long he's been in the league. But he's like, he always loses when Call of Duty's got those double point weekends. Like, that's a real-ass stat. Somebody really looked that shit up.
No, I know they looked that shit up. Bro. You got to find it.
You got stats for everything. And we already know you have your feelings about Kyler on the show. We've heard that. And his agent.
Yeah, but, man. Keep them 100. But on the other news, I can't even give them my energy right now. On the other news, some major injuries around NFL, too, besides the Dak, Jamal Adams.
You know, Seattle. Yeah, looking like he's done for the year, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that's big for them. I've always thought he's a little bit overrated, though, but that's still going to be big for the back end of their defense. He's the cleanup man. He's the guy, you know, kind of the last line of defense that they count on. That is going to be a big one. We got T.J. Watt in the Bengals game. Now,
didn't Ascendo somebody get hurt too? Somebody
else. Yeah, I'm trying to think off the top of my head.
Philly lost somebody too. They lost their D.N.
Actually, yeah, Dallas got their O line banged up a little bit. I think they got a safety or a corner out too. Their O line's got, like, I think three guys down this week.
Yeah, so D-lineman Bash, I can't say his last name, but I think it's 93. He's out.
How much does that affect a player? Since you played in the league and you know, like, if a guy doesn't get a lot of run in the preseason, is it like the soft tissue injuries, the hamstrings, the pecs, the muscle? Is that what you got to look out for the first couple weeks of the year if you don't play in the preseason a lot, or is it just bad luck?
But also, you got to take care of your body too. And sometimes shit happens. Injuries is part of the game, so you know, just gotta be ready.
They had two. Was it Elijah Mitchell from the Niners that
yeah,
Lake Michigan ass field that they were playing on in Chicago snatched his leg up. That game was crazy.
That was the game in the monsoon.
They got flagged for trying to drive the field up or something. They got like an unsportsmanlike or something.
They did?
Yeah. So they got a flag. I don't know what the flag was called, but something for like trying to soak the field up. I don't know if it was like before a field goal or like something to help them or something, but they got in trouble for something.
Yeah. That's wild.
But it was good, man, because week one, man, it's just – we had – owner of my buddy's house, we had four TVs going. You know, he's a big Browns fan. I'm a Bengals fan. We had like New England and Miami on. That was another good game.
That game was a disappointing game to me.
I knew it was going to happen, man. New England doesn't win in Miami. It just doesn't happen.
Hey, but you did say that, though.
That's just kind of how it's going. But I'm not going to lie, man. I'm a Tua hater, but he didn't look bad. Now, I will say Tyreek was out there. Tyreek was out there playing DB a couple times, knocking down some terrible Tua balls. Tyreek was breaking up passes instead of trying to catch them because they were about to be picks.
So he had PBUs.
But then they went for the they went on that 4th and 7, which was a big one. And Tyreek said something about like you're gonna need a wheelbarrow to carry his McDaniel's nuts off the field or something like that. So he seems to like his coach.
Yeah, because coach be talking shit. He got swag about himself.
He was on Pat McAfee, man. It sounded like it sounded like he smoked something super strong before he went on there.
Who?
The Dolphins coach McDaniel.
Hey, you remember he used to be in Cali.
Hey, how many NFL coaches you think smoke weed?
A lot. A lot, bro.
You think Andy Reid's burning up after the game?
He might do edibles.
See, I personally think that NFL players and coaches, they should be allowed to smoke as much weed as they want. So should everybody else. But I just wonder, like, you know, I know a lot of players do because the testing protocol is easy to get around, right? Like, you know, you're going to get tested on this date so you can just get clean. But I never thought of that. I'm like,
you don't know the exact date, but it's a window when they test you for street drugs, and then they can test you for steroids every week if they want to.
I just wonder if, like, Belichick goes home after a game and just rolls up some gas.
I think Bill fucking probably do mushrooms and drink.
The psychedelic shit that – what's that shit that Rodgers did? Ayahuasca or some shit?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Something to make himself fall in love with himself again or some shit like that. So what are you feeling on Thursday Night Football this week to kick off week two? We got the Chiefs and the Chargers. Chargers, no Keenan Allen.
Yeah, it gives us a chance. Even more. I'm taking the
odds. Don't say a chance. You just whoop somebody's ass by 30.
Come on, man. That was like playing the JV. We just feeling.
I cannot believe how bad Arizona looked.
I can't. Who's your quarterback, bro? It starts with your quarterback.
That defense was terrible.
Yeah, that too. Yeah, they need secondary help.
If people are just listening to this and not watching it, I just want to point out that you got the 2007 T.I. fitted sideways, nailed. That's how T.I. used to always wear them. I always wondered how they didn't fly off his head in videos and shit. You got the perfect T.I. There it goes. See, I messed it up. The way that hat sits reminds me of the video he made with Big Country and Dro, the top back remix video. So I just wanted to point that out for the people that are listening. Sean's got the T.I. down. Is that game in KC tomorrow night or is it in L.A.?
Yeah, you know Arrowhead's going to be rocking. Gates open at 2 p.m. You know what I mean?
2 p.m.? They open the gates at 2 to the stadium?
They'll be at the parking lot right there, man. Yeah, it's going to be live, baby. They tailgate. Chiefs fans are real fans, man. Chiefs Kingdom, stand up.
Herbert and the Chargers have played the Chiefs really good, though, since he's been there.
Hey, guess what? I'm trying to jinx my fucking team because your team started out like shit, okay?
Right? I ain't trying to jinx you, man. I'm just saying.
Like I said, I already know who you're going for. You're going for the Chargers, okay?
No, I'm not. I'm not going for the Chargers.
Drew's a fucking – he's a traitor, you guys. The enemy's at the door. Take the chains off. Take the fucking
I don't root for the Chargers simply because the – unnecessary ass Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert debate because they're in the same draft class. So everybody wants to try to pit them against each other. For one, Justin Herbert doesn't do shit better than Joe Burrow, except for he throws the ball further. And that's cool and all, but you can't name anything else he does better than Joe Burrow. But the whole fucking argument is bullshit because what people should say is Joe Burrow's perfect for his team. Herbert's perfect for his team. There's two really good quarterbacks, and that should just be it.
I got you, but you don't know. I mean, that's just how it be panning out.
So naturally, with that conversation, the hater in me doesn't want Herbert to win, just so people will shut the hell up. But then I got my own beef with Chiefs fans after last year. I got a little bit of beef with them too. These people on Twitter are crazy, man. These people with the fake pictures, you know, or the pictures of
just robots, man.
The just burner robots. Account.
Yeah.
I always picture him as the little scrawny white kid on Little Giants where he's flexing in his mirror and shit, trying to get hyped up for the game. He's all scrawny and shit. That's what the people with these burners are when the Bengals lose. They're flexing in their fucking mom's basement. I talk shit on Twitter. Don't get me wrong, but right there is my real name and my real face.
I feel you on that. Shit's just crazy.
The Chiefs fans came at me last year, thanked the refs, and man, the refs didn't do shit. You just got the L. But I don't have like the beef with the Chiefs fans because that was just like a couple games where you're going at it and shit talking. The Burrow Herbert thing gets on my nerves so much that I root for Herbert to lose naturally. It's just the hater in me. I thought the Chiefs, though, I'm not going to lie to you, I thought the Chiefs were going to have a huge drop-off without Tyreek, and they did not look to have one at all.
I let you know you didn't know the Chiefs team. That's all. It's okay.
I mean, I didn't know. I don't know it as good as you. I don't follow it as close as you. But when I look at Tyreek and what he did in his time there, how insanely good he was, you can't teach the speed he's got. So I'm thinking, shit, it's going to be different. But like, I didn't see the stats and everything too well. Who was like the best receiver? Was it just Kelce or did Juju have a game? Or
I can't even remember now. I just know we won.
Somebody was scoring all them damn points.
I just know we were.
One thing people don't get about the Chiefs, though, is normally – now, I don't feel like they did it in the AFC Championship game last year like they probably should have, but most of the time, Andy Reid will run the ball when he needs to. He doesn't like to run the ball as much. He likes to throw it, Pat Mahomes, all that, of course. But when they really need to, they will run the ball. I think people kind of forget that sometimes because they got – I like Pacheco a lot. The new number 10.
I think he's good too. So, it's gonna be interesting. I'm trying to think who else was a big surprise in week one.
I'm usually more locked in during the games because, like, at my house, like where I'm sitting right now. I've got this screen on like the big TV, but I got four TVs on a cart thing next to them, two on each side. So I watch all the games, but week one, man, when it's Pittsburgh, I can't focus on these games on the side and shit. I'm too locked in. So I didn't see a ton of all the other games like I normally
do. I saw games, but it was just like the Vikings game and the Packers game was a funny game.
Yeah, I can see the Vikings being good. I mean, Justin Jefferson is crazy. Like, he's not Jamar Chase, but he's, like, right there.
I mean, yeah, look at it. All around the whole league, it was good games. I mean, the Saints and the Falcons.
Yeah, there wasn't really any blowouts there. The Falcons, I don't think that stacks up. I mean, you got to have a quarterback, and I don't think Mariota's it. I'm not sure if Ritter's it. So they're going to be at the bottom of that division. I think it's going to be, it's going to be Brady probably, the GOAT. That wins that division again, but the Saints will be in it. Carolina, if Christian McCaffrey can stay healthy, they look like they might be all right, but, I mean, they got down big to Cleveland. Cleveland probably started playing a little bit of prevent. Baker caught them here and there. So I'm still not too sure about them. But
yeah, I think they just fake, but
I just – Baker kind of turned it on. I was like, oh, shit, he's going to do it to him, but – Brissett got him in field goal range, man. Brissett is slow as hell, though. I didn't realize that. That offense is going to be completely different when it's Deshaun Watson back there.
This will be more fast pace.
Yeah. Brissett's slow as hell. I didn't even realize how slow he was.
Slow pace.
How things go for some of your guys there from Team Sports? You have anybody?
We'll see what happens.
You have anybody getting the games or anything week one?
Well, Dietrich had a sack. Daniel had a couple tackles.
Yeah, I did see that.
The Commanders going to be all right, I think. I mean, Winston had the day he wanted to, but I think they're going to be all right.
No, I said that last time we were in here a couple weeks ago. I was like, man, I think that they might be better than people are going to give them credit for. Now, their owner's a fucking crook, stealing money and all that shit, but the team, I think, might be good.
Yeah, most definitely.
I can't get it with calling them the Commanders, though. I just got used to calling them the Washington football team, so that's going to take some time.
I just say Washington.
Yeah, that's probably the best way to do it. I still call the Chargers San Diego and the Raiders Oakland. So, hey, Devontae Adams went crazy.
Man, but once again, car chokes all the time, man.
That right. is kind of the that's kind of the beat on him so far.
Can't win the but big man, game.
Devontae is a dog.
I think they just happy to be playing back like they was in college. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it just works. They have that chemistry. It probably took him a few training sessions when he first got there to get it back, and it's just there. But yeah, man, that big game moment for Carr, like you said. I talked all that shit too. I was like, they got Renfro, they got Waller, they got Adams. Like, who's gonna stop them in the red zone? Then they couldn't score in the fucking red zone.
Couldn't even score the red zone. That sucks.
So week two is going to be, let's see here. Let's go through the schedule. Let me pull it up.
Pull that thing up so we can see what we got. I should have wrote down last week. Bitch.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to go back and write them down and see. We're going to keep track. All right, so, yeah, we got Chargers-Chiefs on Thursday night. Obviously, you're going with the Chiefs, right?
Of course.
I got the Chiefs also. Then we got Patriots and Steelers in Pittsburgh.
I got Steelers.
I got the Patriots, man. The Steelers, that shit was a fluke. That shit was a fraud. No,
stay at home. New England's on the road.
Belichick's going to take away their best player, and that's going to be – I don't even know who now that Watt's out. Najee didn't look that – Najee had 75 yards, I think. I'm going Patriots. Then we got Panthers and Giants.
Going Giants.
Yeah, man, I like what Brian Daboll did, too, against Tennessee, man. Just pulled it out of his pants and said, here it is. I'm here. This is my team now. Type move, I think. So,
yeah.
Give me the Giants on that one because I'm not sold on McCaffrey yet. Jets and Browns in Cleveland. Browns. Cleveland's got the elf on the field. You see that? I saw that. I said, "Oh shit!" They put Kyler on the 50-yard line. Why'd they do?
Oh shit!
I'm going with the Browns in that, though. They're going to be at home. They got a run game, and the Jets got Flacco. So I'm going with Cleveland.
Gotcha.
I need your pick. Come on, man. What are you smoking on, man?
I'm trying to think who I won on. I'm trying to think. Because the way you just said that, you broke it down for me. I like your breakdown. Who did you pick, though?
Cleveland. I'm going with Cleveland. I just feel like
it's in Cleveland, though, right? You said because it was I'm going with Cleveland. I'm just sitting there thinking it's in Cleveland because the field. I'm still laughing about the fucking field though. In my head, like, how can y'all even make that shot? Fucking. You better off putting a dog, you know what I mean, or something.
Well, that's one of their like their logo. I got a buddy too, who's Browns fan. He's got the elf tattooed on his leg. Like it's been a thing. it's just never been like a big thing. Like, I feel like only Browns fans get it. So it's like, to people on the outside, it might be a little bit confusing, but to Browns fans, it makes perfect sense. I just think it looks like Kyler Murray. Mm-hmm. So you going to Cleveland too then?
You fucking right, I'm going with Cleveland, even though it looks like Kyler Murray.
All right, then we got Colts Jags in Jacksonville.
Ooh, I'm going Colts.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go Colts too.
Lawrence is not the guy. He's a good college quarterback, not an NFL guy.
I'm not ready to say that about Trevor yet. But did you see the Jaguars posted that video of him like talking to the team, said they were ready to run through a brick wall, and he wasn't even like really saying shit, and he didn't even have like any emotion in his voice. Like, it wasn't motivating at all. I couldn't believe they posted it. But I'm going with Colts. That's a Jonathan Taylor game. I thought that one was too easy. You said Colts.
I'm going with them. I have to. You have to go with them.
Then we got a good one. Going to Baltimore. The Dolphins head to Baltimore to play Lamar and the Ravens. Now, don't forget, Lamar was liking pictures of himself in a Dolphins jersey a couple weeks ago on Twitter.
Yeah, but do you think? I don't know. You think the Dolphins are going to win that? You think the Baltimore defense is going to be too much for them?
This is the battle of the mid-grade quarterbacks.
No, I got you on that.
But I'm not a believer in Tua. I am more of a believer in Baltimore's defense than I am Tua. So I got to go with Baltimore on that one, even though I would love for Miami to win.
Okay. You want Miami to win, but I'm going with Baltimore, bro.
Yeah, I don't feel like Tua has enough to get past that defense.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't.
And then we got Bucks Saints. That one is in New Orleans. We got Jameis playing his old team. Brady and the Bucks looked all right. They didn't look super great against Dallas, but they look good. I think I'm gonna go Saints. I think the Bucks banged up offensive line shows up Sunday, and is it Saints Tampa? And Jameis. It's in New Orleans. It's in New Orleans.
I'm going Saints. Yeah, you're right. I'm going Saints.
And then Commanders Lions in Detroit. That's a sneaky good game, like, because what we've been talking about. The Lions aren't going to quit. That is in Detroit. Fuck it. I'm going Washington. I'm going with Carson Wentz having another good game.
Ooh, that's big time.
Then we got Seahawks and 49ers in San Francisco. I am personally riding the Geno Smith train again next week. All right, the Seahawks are going to win. They're going to pick up the division game on the road. Geno's going to keep balling. I've never really liked Geno. I've never hated him.
I like Geno, but I just think San Francisco, they ain't played in the rain. It's going to get a better chance.
Yeah, they didn't. They did not have good conditions last week. But I'm riding with the Seahawks. I'm going to see what Geno can do. Then we got Falcons Rams in LA. I think that one's pretty easy. I think the Rams are going to bounce back. I'm going Rams.
I'm about to say, I know you wasn't going to nobody else.
And then we got Cardinals going to Vegas to play the Raiders. So in the Chiefs division, I can't pick the Cardinals after what the Chiefs did to them last week. I think Devontae is going to do them dirty. I think that I think the Raiders win that one probably by like at least 10.
By 10?
By at least 10.
What's your prediction on the score, though?
38-20. That defense looks so bad against the Chiefs, and Devontae's no easier. Devontae's better than any receiver the Chiefs got, so he's going to do something to somebody.
I'm gonna have to go with you on that.
Yeah, I don't think that one's even close.
I agree with you on that.
Texans, Broncos in Denver. Give me Russ, Mr. Unlimited, over the Texans on that one.
Yeah, I think that's a blowout.
Yeah, that's one I could see not being close to. Here we go. You know where I'm picking on this game. Bengals, Cowboys, 4:30 in Dallas. Jim Nantz, Tony Romo, the elite broadcasting crew.
I'm going with the Bengals on this one, too.
Joey Burrow is going to bounce back. He's going to have a great game. I think Mixon's going to really kind of control the tempo of the game. Got to watch out for Parsons, obviously, but I think that with Cooper Rush playing quarterback, that's going to be a game where the Bengals are able to dictate the pace. Bears Packers in Lambeau, Sunday night football.
I got to go Pack. Fields was a one-hit wonder. Aaron Rodgers bounces back.
I think Fields is going to be good, but – I every time I see these two play, ever since it happened, I just picture Rodgers looking at the crowd in Chicago saying, "I own you. My whole fucking life, I own you." And I just can't get off of it. He's going to own him again. Yeah, discount double check. He was screaming at the crowd, "I own you. All my fucking life, I own you." I just can't get it out of my head. He owns him. He's going to beat him. He's going to bounce back. He's going to have a great game. He's going to beat him. And then we got the weird week two Monday night doubleheader. That's usually week one. First game at 7:15 is Titans Bills in Buffalo. I am going with the Bills.
Buffalo.
All you got to think about it this way: you going with Josh Allen or you going with Ryan Tannehill?
I'm going with Josh Allen.
Easy. And then the last game of the Monday night slate: Vikings and Eagles. That could be a good game based on how those two teams look. That is in Philly.
Eagles.
I'm taking Jalen Hurts over Kirk Cousins. I'm going Eagles on that one too.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Man, the tires wait. Let's see.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through our last episode. I'm going to get off here when we're done, and I'm going to write down our picks and see what we got right last week, because I should have done that before tonight, but. Wedding planning and all this shit I'm doing. So I'll do that. And then I'm going to keep tab of this too. And we're going to do, we do some sort of contest or something at the end of the year, whoever picked the best.
We'll do some.
Sure, you know. I didn't used to play in the league. So if we're talking money, you got to keep it realistic.
You got to win it, bro. You know, just keep it real smooth and genuine. So with those predictions, could be some good football this week. College football, you see Scott Frost got fired. You know what I mean? So that's
should have happened last year.
Yeah, but you know, he's walking away $15 million richer, so no matter what.
Hey, did you see Ed Orgeron? He did an interview a week or so ago.
Yes, I've seen it.
Dude called him in and said, you know, we're going to pay you $17 million, but you got to go. And he said, well, what door you want me to leave out of? He says, shit, I'm gone. Yeah. And I got a shout out for the first time. You can see over here. Oh, shit, I'm pointing the wrong way. I got the Michigan jersey kind of showing in the screen. JJ McCarthy is a baller. He's Michigan's starting quarterback going forward. And I've been saying this. He is college Johnny Manziel, just without all the cocaine and shit.
Yeah, but Michigan starts so high.
I mean, they didn't play anybody. It was Hawaii. They were 52.5-point favorites, but – they had this little quarterback competition going on.
That's not a quarterback competition because it's like they're playing some D3 school or something. You know what I mean?
Well, Cade McNamara started week one against Colorado State. So, you know. But they put him in against Hawaii, too, and the offense started looking like shit. I'm just giving some love to J.J. McCarthy because I think he's an absolute dog.
Gotcha. That's what's up, man.
Hey, what about Texas, though, down in your area? Hold on. We got to talk about Texas. Damn near beat Bama. If Quinn Ewers doesn't break his collarbone, I think they do.
Yeah, that was actually a great fucking game. And they still had a chance
to work. They got that Bama call, though, that roughing call in the end zone and all that little bullshit that they did.
They had cheated, but, hey, Like I always tell you, there's no fucking moral victories here, bro.
There's no moral victories, but there is a lot of people just kissing Alabama's ass for the last 10 years. Like ESPN.
Yeah, but I mean, but it got seen with Georgia, right?
That's true.
All right. So, hey, everybody kissing them on ass. I mean, it's a new sheriff in town, buddy.
I think what they're going to have, they got Michigan at 4. Georgia's at 1, or is Bama still at 1? I haven't seen, honestly. I don't pay attention to AP rankings, man, because they don't mean shit anymore. None of these rankings mean a damn thing until the playoff rankings come out.
Yep.
None of them mean shit. So I don't even really look.
Nothing.
You got anything else for me, man?
Man, I got nothing else for you, man. Once again, man, thank you for joining us, everybody, for listening on the episode. Hopefully you join us next week for week 3. Follow up. We might have a special guest next week. Can't tell you who that is right now. But we got to razzle the dazzle, razzle the pot, and see what it is, man.
I never know who you're going to pull off.
Man, you never know, though. I don't want it to be like a Michael Parsons deal and don't show up, though. So I always got to make sure it's solidified. That's why it's always the way it is, man.
Sometimes I don't even know till we start.
Yeah, the best way to do it, man. Hey, full of surprises, man. They don't call me the double S for no reason, man. Surprise, surprise.
Yes, sir, man. I'm glad football's back. I'm glad we can get in here, you know, consistently now.
Yep.
And man, if you're listening to this, man, on the podcast platforms, go to @3pointstancepod on Twitter and Instagram. Give us a follow. We're gonna start, you know, getting a little bit more of the Twitter content out there, the sound bites, the video clips, all that good stuff to try to have some fun with it and engage. So yeah, @3pt stance pod on Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah, most definitely, yeah, because we might could do a live Q&A and go on YouTube or Twitch, one of them, you know. Whatever that shit you good at doing, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so I got all that. I can set all that up.
All right, maybe that's what we do next week if we whistle name, so everybody get the guests to lock in early. So, all right, my man, have a good one.
Yeah, we can get it on Twitter. We can get it on Instagram. We can do all that. Yeah, man. Have a good rest of your night, man. I'm going to get off here and start, you know, messing around with editing and all that good shit.
Most definitely. Have a good one. It's going down.